This is Andy Salt for St. Paul's in Camberley, and I'm here to introduce a great event that we have coming up very shortly. We have a Speaker's Corner on Monday, the 12th of November, and it's the Reverend David Cooper, who is the Padre, or was the Padre to the 2nd Battalion, the Parachute Regiment, the Battle of Goose Green in the Falklands War. And you may know that it's the 30th anniversary of the Falklands War this year, so it's going to be wonderful to have him come to St. Paul's and hear him speak. But before I discuss that and go into any more detail, I've got Ivor with me, who is going to be in charge of proceedings for the Speaker's Corner on that day. And Ivor, I'd like you to tell me a little bit more about David Cooper and sort of mention more about what's going to be happening on the night.
Andy, thank you very much indeed. The Reverend David Cooper was the Padre, as you say, to the 2nd Battalion, the Parachute Regiment, during the Battle of Goose Green, during the Falklands War. He's a person I know extremely well. He actually also covered for me, because I was short of a Padre at the time with my regiment. I commanded a Royal Marines regiment during the Falklands War. And he's been a close friend of mine ever since. But he has served as a Padre through countless years of operations of the Parachute Regiment and the Royal Marines. And I count him as one of my closest friends. He's a very, very good speaker. After he left the armed forces, he went on to be the chaplain to Eton College, you know, the smart college up the road.
Yes.
He's very interested in the just war theory and what is a right war and what is a wrong war. You know, he gets very concerned about our commitment and our operations in Iraq, certainly during the Second Gulf War. And, it's constantly advising and talking about those sort of things from a Christian point of view. So he will talk about the just war theory. But he's a lovely guy. He's a bluff Yorkshireman. And every soldier's... He is absolutely epitome of a good chaplain, good padre for soldiers.
So another cracking speaker. That's brilliant. Really looking forward to that. But can you just wind back a bit to what's been happening this year? What sort of events have been happening for the 30th anniversary of the Falklands conflict?
Thank you, Andy. Yes, it is 30 years. It's unimaginable. It just doesn't seem like that to me. But
Absolutely. Nevertheless,
we've had all our regimental reunions earlier this year. We've had parades and marches, and we've now got a memorial, a very big memorial at the National Arboretum up in Staffordshire. And I went up there with regimental people from my own regiment to be there at this service of dedication, which of course was taken by David Cooper, and he took it most brilliantly. And we had a fly past, which very nearly hit a hang glider, which was over the National Arboretum. But he was all right because David said his prayers for him. Sorry, that's a lie.
So, as you said, 30 years ago, there will probably be many people listening to this that won't even remember the war. Can you just paint a picture, and for those of us that do remember, remind us of what it was like for you there at the time?
Yes, my regiment actually at the time, just before it started, was actually on regimental exercise. 3 Commando Brigade were all up in North Norway doing training up in the winter. Very good training up in North Norway. And I don't think anybody had really had the slightest idea this was going to happen, certainly not in the military. And the Argentinians invaded the Falkland Islands, claiming it was theirs. And of course, it is a crown dependency. All the people on the Falkland Islands, and there aren't very many, around about 3,000, I think. It's the size of Wales, the Falkland Islands, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And they... they invaded, they knocked out the very small garrison we had there and took possession of the Falkland Islands, which had never belonged to the Argentine. Galtieri, who was the president at the time, thought he'd get away with it, but he didn't really count on Margaret Thatcher, did he?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we had to have a very quick turnaround of loading all our WMR, our war maintenance reserve, 30 days of ammunition stocks and everything else, and we had to do a very quick turnaround, get on the ships, disappear down to the South Atlantic, which took a month and a half to get down there and get restowed and everything. And of course, we then had a fairly short and bloody war, which, you know, sadly a lot of lives were lost, a lot of people were wounded, and you know, we're still left with this, as we are left with so many wounded and people, you know, legacy of people who died from Iraq and Afghanistan. And of course, you know, Remembrance Sunday is coming up, and all of us will be up at the cenotaph again, I guess, or a lot of us will be, to remember those times and not forget those who gave their lives.
Thank you very much for setting that scene, Ivor. So just to, again, recap on the event, it's going to be the Reverend David Cooper, Padre to 2nd Battalion during the Falklands War, and he'll be up at St. Paul's on Monday the 12th of November at 8 o'clock. Tickets are free. So if you'd like to come and hear David speak, and indeed maybe ask him some questions, then please do get in contact with us. There will be an email address that we'll publish on the website and the blog, which you can drop us a line to, and then we can send you tickets out. So thank you very much for that, Ivor.
Okay, it's my pleasure. I look forward to seeing you there.
Great.